As an example, let's look at a study of a new drug for treatment of a disease. By randomly assigning patients to receive or not receive the new treatment, we make sure that both the treatment group and the control group will have a mix of people with slightly better and slightly worse underlying health. If we don't randomly assign patients to these two groups, then we could end up in a situation in which those subjects selected for the new treatment have slightly worse underlying health compared to the control group. This could make the treatment appear ineffective. Conversely, if the treatment group has slightly better underlying health, this could make the new treatment appear more effective than it really is.